is here. So many reasons why I love this lady who, and we'll talk about all of this, loves animals, loves Chicago. Chicago loves Rita Lee as well. And boy, oh boy, what a history. So many movies. And we'll talk about one of them, a little bit of romance, kind of, sort of. Seven Brides for Seven Brothers among the many, and hundreds, and I do mean hundreds of television shows. How are you today, Rita Lee?
I am beaming the broadest smile at that gorgeous introduction. And you remember that the title of my book that I wrote is Consider Your Ass Kissed? Well, I mean it.
Yeah,
the bottom of my bottom, which is my best part.
Well, some of us as well, so I understand that. So it was kind of a romantic movie, sort of, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. What was it like to do that movie?
Do you know that it is probably going to remain to my death my favorite because it was my first? And to be dancing with some of the best dancers in America, I used to catch myself every morning. We would have an exercise class, a bar, you know, a B-A-R-R-E in ballet talk. And I would be plieing and pointing and doing all of the things and wondering, how in hell was I so fortunate to be working with some of the most wonderful dancers in America? And to think that I was a real newbie, a brand new babykins to the business. Gosh, what a golden opportunity. And I've had many glorious opportunities. You know, when you mentioned Frank Sinatra and Lucille Ball and Clint Eastwood, I think I told you once before that as the head of the Thalians, Debbie Reynolds and I were the mother superiors of an organization called the Thalians that was put together by a group of young actors and people in allied fields, whether it was production or agenting or costume design or whatever. They got tired of being called hard-drinking, pot-smoking idiots that had nothing to contribute to society and decided to do something charitable, sent out Jane Mansfield and Mamie Van Doren, the two queens of the bazoom business, out to find a good charity. And they came back saying, well, all the good diseases have been taken, but we will tell you about a man who is dealing with emotionally disturbed children. And that's how we Thalians were born. And we've raised millions and millions and millions of dollars as Hollywood for mental health. And I'm very proud of us. So but I started to tell you this story and I got.
You know, that's the reality today. You reach people by cell phones. There you are. I think you're back. Rita? You know what? We're going to find out if there's a landline we can call for Rita Lee. Meanwhile, you'll hear the rest of her story, the rest of the story, as they once said, when we come back on WGN. Steve Dale here with the great, the one and only Rita Lee. But before we get back to Rita, I have a pair of tickets for you to see the show Beautiful. That's the Carole King musical on stage at the Drury Lane Theater, Oakbrook Terrace, now through March 23rd. And her music, well, it'll move you. That's a hint. Because I want you to name three Carole King songs. 312-591-7200. The first person who can do that, we will give you two things. We'll give you a pair of tickets, and we will let you meet by telephone the great Rita Lee, who's back with us. Rita, you are going to tell us a story in your cell phone or our end, I don't know, conked out, but you're here again. And that story has to do with the Thalians and someone you honored.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you. We have honored everybody from Sammy Davis through Mary Tyler Moore. The great, wonderful people of the business, Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin, and, of course, the wonderful Lucille Ball. And I wanted very badly to have my good buddy Clint Eastwood. And Clint Eastwood is so reticent. He's really quite shy about being honored, so on and so forth. But after 20 years of plugging away,
I mean, I said, give me a birthday present. It's coming up soon, May 30th. Tell me that you will be our honoree. And he said, give me a birthday present on the 31st, the day after yours, and telling me that I don't have to come. But he did come, and he was a great honoree. And all of the money that we raise, of course, goes to mental health. And I'm very grateful to all of us crazy show people who give a damn about our fellow man and helping out.
Yeah, and you're also involved with Actors and Others for Animals. And
Lord, yes.
Yeah,
and,
tell us.
And in fact, I'm going to be doing a show for the Thalians, and I have Joanne Worley, who, of course, has been president of God knows how long, coming to perform. She's a very good girlfriend of mine. And we care about the animals. And now, of course, since the fires, there are so many puppies and cats and everything that have lost their homes, and people can't take them in the hotels they're in and whatever. So we're trying to help out the best way we can.
Well, that's wonderful. And by the way, I was remiss in asking on the air, I asked you off the air, about how you're doing and whether you escaped those fires.
You know, we were evicted from our home because the fire was very close. What they're calling the Hollywood fire was within a half a mile. And when those things blaze, boy, oh, boy. But they got it out. And I thought to myself, I am so blessed because even if I lose this home with everything in it, and, of course, this is a fabulous old house that was once lived in by Rita Hayworth and Orson Welles.
Wow.
And so you can imagine the history and the things that I've collected all through the years. But I had another home to go to. I had a little house in Palm Springs that I could go to. And how many people out there that suffered through the fires and are still suffering and will suffer for some time to come didn't have a place to go, didn't have a place to take a shower or have a meal. You know, it just breaks my heart. But we are very strong Americans, and we are survivors, and people will live through this, and there will be a better time.
I think so. I think so. Rita Lee, I asked about the show Beautiful, which have you ever seen that show, which is all about Carole King and her story?
Yes, I saw it in New York and thought it was wonderful. And I think your prize today of theater tickets to see the show at the Drury Lane is quite wonderful. Do you know, I'm very jealous. I've never played the Drury Lane. Will you please kick someone and tell them to wake up and call me and have me come play so that I can I can play the Drury Lane?
You could be in the Carole King show. Why not?
There you go.
Jane, you're on WGN. You're talking to myself, Steve Dale, but more importantly, to Rita Lee. So I asked for, is Jane still here? I asked for three songs, Jane, were Carole King songs. Rita Lee will be the judge. I'll assist her if needed. I doubt it will be needed. Name three songs.
Oh, it'll be needed.
No. What are those three songs?
Well, I told your producer, Tapestry, So Far Away, and I Feel the Earth Move. But I also woke up this morning singing the song Beautiful in my mind, and I love that song. So
if she names four, do we give her more tickets? Oh, we can't do that, I'm afraid.
Oh, Jane, you are wonderful. You are knowledgeable. You really know your stuff about this lovely lady. God bless you.
Thank you.
And hold on a minute, Jane. We'll get all of your information so we can...
It's an honor to talk to Rita Lee.
Isn't it?
Thank you.
Yes.
You are so kind, Jane. When you get to the Drury Lane, talk to the manager and say, get Rita Lee.
She
okay,
means
I'll
it. Hold on. So Rita, thanks. You are about to celebrate, and don't scream at me if I should not be saying this publicly, but I'm about to.
Oh, of course you should.
All right. Your 90th birthday, and you're doing...
My 90th.
Yeah, you're doing so on stage, which makes it even better. You have not stopped performing. So what drives you to keep doing that?
There is something so joyous about working, period. And I don't care whether you sell insurance or shoes or you wash windows. if you are doing a good job and you enjoy what you're doing and you get paid at the end of the month or a week for it, wow, that's pretty darn good. And I think that's the whole point. And I thought, my 90th birthday, God, that sounds like I'm at death's door, but I refuse to go until I live out the full 120 that were promised in the Bible. And I thought, what better way is there to celebrate my birthday but in a theater with a crowd around me, and I'm going to be playing at the El Portal Theater in Burbank, and that happens to be where my best girlfriend, Debbie Reynolds, used to go to the movies on Saturday. And they have now named the main stage there the Debbie Reynolds Theater. And I just love the idea that I'm going to spend my birthday with my beloved friend who is now with our maker. But nevertheless, I'm sure that she will tap on the shoulder and tell me what to do.
But what are you going to be doing? And is that, where is that exactly? Is that in L.A. or Palm Springs?
It's in L.A. Okay. Burbank is a subsidiary. It's next door to Hollywood. North Hollywood is Burbank. And that's where Debbie lived. It was in Burbank. And so she went to the movies there. And it's a lovely big theater. And I have wonderful people that will be appearing with me. Gorgeous Ann Gillian, of course, you know her from television and Sugar Babies. And Joanne Worley is going to come and sing. And Bruce Valanche is going to come and tell a story or two. It's going to be a rather splendid and wonderful evening. And, of course, the monies will go to help our cause, the Thalians. And you know that we have now... We are still Hollywood for Mental Health, but we truly feel that our beautiful men and women, our military people, who are willing to put their lives on the line for us in whatever hellhole we send them to in the world,
mm-hmm.
often get forgotten and drop through the cracks upon returning. And when it comes to the mental health of the soldier or sailor or flyboy or girl, they seem to be left out often. So we have joined up with UCLA and Operation Mend. Operation Mend heals the broken and fractured bodies of our returning veterans. We Thalians are trying to heal the broken and fractured mind and spirit of these wonderful young people. And so if anybody is of a mind to help our veterans, please go to the Thalians, Thalians .org, not com, but org, and you can read about us and you can make a contribution. And whether it's $5 or $500 or $5,000, consider your ass kissed.
And that's the name of the book. If you want to hear or read about Hollywood memorabilia, I'll let you say the name of the book because I'm afraid they'll take the license away if I say it, but consider your A.
Now, then, just remember.
Yeah?
Lord Jesus rode into Jerusalem on an ass. So
yeah, but Lord Jesus is not the FCC, so I'm just being careful. All right, so
I'm sorry to say.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask. My job is to ask questions that people would think about, and you mentioned Debbie Reynolds a couple of times, and we lost her several years ago, shortly after her daughter, Carrie Fisher, passed away. And it's been said that she was so incredibly heartbroken by that, she just couldn't recover. You, as you mentioned, very good friends with Debbie Reynolds. What do you think?
I think you're very close to understanding it. She had had a couple of strokes before the whole situation with Carrie. But Carrie had just flown in from England when she died, and the next day Debbie died. And it was interesting because she sat and she pulled the family and the closest people around her and said, we have to be strong. We have to be strong for Billy, who is her granddaughter. And amazingly enough, that night she went to sleep, and that was that.
Our next guest wrote a book about what's happening in the world today, including the environment. But he also writes about a trip that he took, that she took to India years ago. And all these people were sitting in a room and laughing. And then she looked and saw what they were laughing at, a black and white TV. And you could guess it was I Love Lucy. They didn't
I Love Lucy.
Yeah, they didn't understand a word. But they were laughing hysterically. Does that surprise you?
Not at all. And I Love Lucy is what people who come to America who are lucky enough to get here study for language learning. It's because she is so expressive and so wonderful that you almost don't need a translation. And so many people have told me, including members of my own family, that they watch I Love Lucy to help with the language skills. So nothing surprises me. Of course, she was one of the great dames that God put on this earth. I mean, she was a very generous, loving lady. I always complained because I said she did everything beautifully except she had the lousiest kitchen. Not that her kitchen was lousy, but the stuff that she kept in it was lousy. In her refrigerator, if you could find a celery stick and a carrot and maybe a jar of peanut butter, that's about it.
Well, it sounds like a college kid to me. She told me once that very well aware of shows were seen all over the world, and she said something like you just said, that people will watch that show to understand English who come here. But she also pointed out that in the Latin American countries, she was the one with the accent.
Of course.
Ruta Lee, it is always such an incredible honor and pleasure to speak with you. We will talk to you again soon, maybe around your 90th, if that's okay with you.
I would love that. I could think of nothing better. And I just want to thank you for letting me say hi to all the wonderful people of Chicago.